Hey guys, it is Brock Lesnar of Brock Lesnar Hoops coming to you January 11th, 2021 to discuss the transaction trends. And this segment is to help you decide who you're going to stream this week, as well as your ideal waiver wire pickups. This is an incredibly fun segment to do and probably the most important segment for you to watch to start your week off right. We're going to discuss the players who are coming off of the waiver wire when you see this level of volume. So we'll call this volume of either add or drops. Something is happening there. There's been a change, which is why it's drawn attention, and sometimes just even seeing a few hundred ads is enough for you to identify, hey, there's something going on here. Maybe I want to give this guy a shot. And that's the point of this segment. If you can, before we get started, I need you to do me a favor. Like this video. If you're new to this channel, then please subscribe. I'm almost at 2,000 subscribers, which is absolutely amazing. And the 2,000 subscriber can get a dope jersey like this courtesy of me. I will buy it for you. I will ship it to you. And it'll be yours to own. You don't have to pay a cent. That happens for the 2,000th subscriber. That's what I want to do as a gesture of goodwill. And if you would also consider joining Brock Lesnar Hoops, there's some perks that come with being a member. You get a cool badge when you comment, and your comments stick out during chats, which are getting so big, it's harder and harder and harder to answer all of your questions. So when I have those live chats, that gives you a huge legs up, and you'll also get access to videos earlier. Not every video, but these waiver wire trends, I will list them earlier in the member only chat. But as far as discussing today's transaction trends, we can get right into that. And to make this simple as possible, I'm going to be doing position by position. So I'll cover the top point guard options for you if you're streaming, your top shooting guard options, your top small forward options, and your top power forward and center options. And there will be timestamps on the bottom. If there's a position of need for you, you can just focus on that category. But we're going to start with point guards. Austin Rivers, he's being dropped a lot, and after a very strong performance on January 6th, he's just showing this is who he's always been. He's just one of those guys that's consistently on the waiver wire because they'll have a great performance, and then the next game they'll struggle. I didn't pick him up in any leagues. When I'm trying to pick waiver wire guys up, I want guys that I think can be consistent long term. So if you've been in the league 5 or 6 years and that's just never been what you've done, if you've never been a consistent fantasy contributor, I'm not one to bet all of a sudden you do become one. That's why I like to bank on younger guys where we haven't seen what they can do, where we haven't seen their ceiling. I feel like we've seen the ceiling for Austin Rivers, and that's why he's being dropped. If you need his scoring, he can have a good game here and there, as you can see here. So if you believe in him, now may be your best opportunity to pick him up because he's being heavily dropped. Patty Mills is someone who's doing surprisingly well this season. I'm very surprised how well he's doing, actually. Yahoo has him ranked at 70. His field goal percentage is incredibly high. That's typically something he's hurt you in the past. Really high free throw percentage, averaging over 3 3-pointers per game. The 3 assists for a low-end point guard. Not bad at all, and he's been getting consistent minutes. Now, the only concern would be once Derek White comes back, which should be, it's still a few weeks away. I'm assuming it's a month or more away. Patty Mills has some value as long as he's out and he continues playing this way. But keep in mind, this is also a guy that normally hasn't gotten more than 19 or 20 minutes per game. So for the short term, definitely pick him up. I'm going to start picking him up where available and where I have a need. I put Josh Richardson in the IR and put him in there. So just to show you the kind of pickup you can make right now, if you're you have one of those players that's missing time in your IR and you want somebody that can help you win some basketball games this week. Tyus Jones, I really love his ability to get you assists, steals, and really low turnovers. That's pretty much what I target him for. I don't target for his ability to hit threes for me. I don't target him for his field goal percentage, but really strictly as a assist, steals, and low turnover specialist. If he's your second point guard, you're probably in trouble and you might want to punt those point guard stats, but I think he's a perfect fourth option if you're in need of a point guard. to just help you with those assists while really keeping your turnovers low, that's a lot more valuable than it seems to be on the surface. Shake Milton, he's being dropped because of the COVID protocols, and I'm picking him up where available. I'm picking him up where available because he'll be back and he's going to get playing time and he's going to do well. So I wouldn't drop him unless you really need if you need the streamer spot, he is droppable right now because there's a chance that somebody won't pick him up and won't want to take the risk, especially with him not having the IR eligibility yet. Let me see, how is it? So it says he could miss a total of 5 games of his quarantine last 7 days from Saturday. The same applies to Seth Curry, Tobias. So this is just a really rough week for the 76ers to be hit in this way. I do believe they have 5 games played this week, so he may miss all of those games. So he's definitely droppable if you can't float that sort of production. But in a deeper league, I think you want to take a risk, especially if you need point guard depth. You went into the season with not enough point guards. That could be a good opportunity for you to pick him up really cheap when he's not being valued, and for him to produce for you later. If you see here, before that happened, he was on a pretty decent streak of scoring. He was getting you threes. Those last 2 games, the field goal percentage was nice. And 6 assists here, 7 assists here. I like I said, I'm picking him up where I'm able to find him if I feel my team is deep enough to float him not being in the IR. But if it is announced that he's going to quarantine the next 7 days, he should get that IR eligibility soon, and that shouldn't be an issue unless you don't have IR. Jordan Clarkson had 3 3-pointers, 18 points, and I want to check how many teams he's owned in. Give me one moment so we can look into that. Only owned in 61% of rosters, Jordan Clarkson is not only a great streamer, but potentially a very good long-term point guard option. I'd say if he's your 3rd best point guard, you're in pretty good shape. Not a steals and blocks guy, but can get you a lot of threes. His percentages have been really good so far. He's been getting you plenty of threes per game. He's a scorer, and he's getting significant minutes. That all bodes incredibly well for his long-term ability to help your team. So I would pick him up where available. I'm using an 8-team league right now, so outside of that 8-team league wouldn't really make sense for me, but I do have him in my Barack Lesnar Hoops League, and he did help me win last week. So if he's on your waiver wire, go pick him up immediately. Peyton Pritchard is going to have some opportunity at playing time this week with all of the players missing time for the Boston Celtics. It's Jaylen Brown, Jason Tatum is missing time. Semi is missing time. They have Grant Williams missing time. Robert Williams is still missing time. So they're very shorthanded right now. And Peyton Pritchard is likely going to be one of the main beneficiaries of that playing time. So he makes for a decent streamer, I'd say from 12 teams and higher for the week. Though with Kemba Walker coming back potentially soon, I don't think he's a viable option for the long term. So keep that in mind. Monte Morris played 23 minutes and he makes another decent streaming option. He's put up some low-end point guard stats. The free throw percentage, based on what I'm seeing here, has been pretty bad, but the field goal percentage is nice. He's getting you over a 3 per game, close to a steal. He's probably a better deep league option for you than a 12-team asset, but in a 14-team league where you may need another point guard to shore up some of those point guard stats, you're going to get some low-end production from Monte Morris, and so he becomes a decent streamer in those formats. Jordan Clarkson, I like for a points format for his ability to score really quickly. Monte Morris, not so much for a points format. So if you play those points leagues, Jordan Clarkson should definitely be on your team, not on the waiver wire. Cole Anthony has been struggling, but he's still continuing to get playing time. And he's a young guy. But what you really want to notice is the playing time he's getting the usage. Eventually, he's going to get it together. He started preseason pretty rough, and he started doing a lot better. This is acclimating him to the NBA game a lot faster, to the wear and tear, to being honed in on by defenses. So I would assume in a month and a half, we'll see him be more of a steady hand, and we'll see more consistent production from him. If you drop him, chances are you might not get him back when he does start producing better. So keep that in mind. That opportunity is there for him. The minutes are there for him. So you may want to hold on for right now. George Hill is on a Oklahoma City Thunder team that's won their third game in a row and their fourth game in the last five tries. They're doing a whole lot better than people expected. I'm personally surprised how well they're doing. George Hill has been a pretty sneaky pickup for me because he helps your percentages tremendously. He's getting you close to 2 3-pointers per game, getting me over 3 assists, getting me that steal, and he's keeping the turnovers low. He only has 0.9 turnovers. He hasn't been very turnover prone. He's one of those guys that's a very sneaky pickup because people ignore him on the waiver wire because he doesn't put up flashy production. But man, the field goal percentage, free throw percentage, low turnovers, the threes, I mean, 12 points per game, that is an awful, and over 3 assists for a guy available on your waiver wire, and he's getting you that steal. He's actually helping you in several categories, and then for whatever reason, he gets more playing time, he's going to be even better. So I think you can get this sort of production from George Hill. It's similar to the production you got with him when he was on my Milwaukee Bucks. So pick him up. He makes it for a good streamer. The Anthony Melton makes a very good deep league target if you're in need of a point guard. He kind of reminds me of Dellen Wright for his ability to get steals, get blocks, but he can be really streaky. So far, though, he's averaging 1.3 steals and 1.3 blocks for a point guard eligible player. That's very valuable. So to have that at the end of your bench, just a guy that people won't even notice just sneaking in some steals and blocks for you, I think he's worthy of a look, especially with Ja Morant out for the next few weeks. He could put up some sneaky fantasy value for your team, and he's available really cheap. He's only rostered in 8% of leagues, so look to see if he's in your deep league, and if he is, you want to pick him up. Is he in any of my leagues that I would want to pick him up? No, these guys are on it. Rip City picked him up in my Brock Lesnar Hoops Cash League, and all these other leagues I still think are too shallow because they're 12 teams. Lou Williams had a 21-point game. And 3 steals. Now, you may be tempted to pick him up, but if you do, just keep in mind the games before that. And keep in mind the last time he had 15 points, he followed up with 2 bad games. So he's been trading off good production and bad production. If you want to take him as a lottery ticket for a deeper format, I think it makes more sense. But in a 12-team league, for right now, I'm staying away. I dropped him in Brock Lesnar Hoops League, in my Brock Lesnar Hoops League, and look, he's right back on the waiver wire. I dropped him for Jordan Clarkson 2 or 3 weeks ago, and he's still here. So I could pick him up if I wanted, but I don't think that I do. Elfrid Payton, after having a couple of really good games, this was a more pedestrian game from him, but still the playing time is there. The steals, I wish he needs to get more steals to balance out the fact he doesn't really get you 3-pointers. And the assist numbers haven't been where I expected. He's been very average. Just as far as a point guard, you could do worse than Elfrid Payton, but you could also probably do better. He's only rostered in 61% of leagues, so I think he makes a good streamer for you. I just don't believe in his long-term upside, and I think there's a lot of competition. At any point, we could see some of those younger guys. Though I guess what he does have in his favor is playing for Tom Thibodeau, who tends to not like playing younger players, but he is someone who praised Emmanuel Quickley. And I think at some point we're going to see Emmanuel Quickley getting more minutes at the expense of Elfrid Payton, especially now that they've lost 2 games in a row. So be on the lookout for some changes when it comes to minutes. Derrick Rose is not a guy I value too much. So I think you can find better options on the waiver wire at this point. As a fantasy asset, Derrick Rose is more name value than fantasy value. Patrick Beverly, on the other hand, not a name value guy, but it's been putting up some pretty decent fantasy value, at least for your category leagues. Probably not as much of a points league pickup. Derrick Rose, when healthy, is a better points league pickup. Patrick Beverly, a better category leagues pickup. The free throw percentage over 80, close to 2 3-pointers. Not a guy getting you assists. So just like Jordan Clarkson, if you're picking him up for assists, don't. Patrick Beverly is getting you, got you 3 blocks this last game. He even got you assists. The field goal percentage isn't going to be great, but I think he can get you threes, and I think he can get you steals and occasionally blocks, and he's going to keep the turnovers low. I traded for him in a 16-team league just to help shore up my point guard position, and I thought I could add him for cheap in the trade. I gave up KCP for him, and I don't regret that move. Trey Burke is getting some pickups. due to the fact that the Mavs are so shorthanded right now. They're missing Rondae Hollis-Jefferson. They're missing Maxi Kleber. They're missing Josh Richardson. So that's going to open up some playing time. He got 7 3-pointers on January 9th and got 29 points. So that makes him potentially somebody that could help your team as a streamer this week. And if you dig, just wanted to point this out. Do you see how that just changed and shows me the full box score? If you like that feature, that is a feature of the Fantasy Basketball Wizard, okay? So you want to go get that Chrome extension. That's it. This is the Chrome extension. It's great. It right here shows you everything that it does. It shows me these games played. So if you're not doing your pickups and your transaction trends and you don't know how many games they're going to play, you may undervalue some of these pickups, or you may pick up a guy like Culver who's only going to play 2 games this week versus guys that are playing 4 games. So look at here, Aaron Holiday playing 5 games. Love this extension, and they got love for us too. You can see here they are friends of Brock Lesnar Hoops. So check out that extension. If you're a supporter of Brock Lesnar Hoops, you should be a supporter of the Fantasy Basketball Wizard, because it is a quality app. Tyrese Maxey is jumping off the waiver wires after he had 44 minutes in a game on the 9th of January. Had 39 points, 3 3-pointers, 7 rebounds, 6 assists, 2 steals, only 2 turnovers. Amazing stat line. If you played him in Daily Fantasy, I'm sure he probably won you some money. Now, is this production sustainable? Past this week, I would say no. I still think Seth Curry is going to return. All of those missing players are going to return, and he's not going to have that usage. He's not going to have that opportunity, and he's probably going to be a drop candidate. But for this next week, considering how many games they're playing, you absolutely want to have him on your team right now, because he should continue to produce for you, at least for this following week as a streamer. Hamidou Diallo is another player that's flying off waiver wires after he had a 23-point performance followed by a 25-point performance. He's been getting a good amount of steals for the majority of the season, and on an Oklahoma City Thunder team that's trying to develop young players with performances like that, that could open up significant playing time for him. If I had to take a pick for who's going to have longer term value between Diallo and Maxey, I would have to say, just based on the circumstances around them, that would be Hamidou Diallo. So if you have a choice between both, and Diallo has small forward eligibility as well, which gives you a little more flexibility, he's probably who I would pick, though they both make good streaming options for you this week. And as you can see here, Diallo plays 4 games, Maxey plays 5. So maybe for this week, Maxey's the better option. For long term, I think it's going to be Diallo. Danny Avdija had a really strong game after a couple of bad performances. I dropped him in a lot of my leagues because he just had some putrid performances. But it looks like he may be a beneficiary of the injury to Thomas Bryant. And it looks like Russell Westbrook's also dealing with a quad injury, I believe. I don't know if he's going to miss any significant playing time, but Danny Avdija is definitely a lot more valuable for your team now than he was when he only played 16 minutes and 14 minutes. 32 minutes is great, and with the injury to Thomas Bryant, his size and skill, he's likely going to get some of that playing time. So I would pick him up. If you're a Thomas Bryant owner and you missed out on getting Mo Wagner, Danny Avdija is probably who I would target if you're not able to get Mo Wagner, who we'll discuss later. Justin Holiday. We discussed Justin Holiday last Monday, and I remember telling you specifically, why is Justin Holiday only owned in 14% of leagues? That's insane. And here he is a week later, rostered in 37% of leagues. So if you wanted to know where the value is in listening to these videos, there you go. You could have had him last Monday. He's still available, though. He's still available in a majority of leagues. So if you think he can help your team, he's more of a categories guy than a points league guy, because he doesn't get you good raw statistics. But the field goal percentage, the free throw percentage isn't great, but it's also not awful. It's about average. 3-pointers made, almost getting you 2 per game, getting you over a steal per game, keeping his turnovers low. Very valuable production from him. If he's on your waiver wire, with them playing 5 games this week, he makes an awesome streamer for you. Maxey playing 5 games this week, And here's another guy playing significant games this week is Danny Green. Danny Green is also going to play five games most likely, and he's another guy that can get you three-pointers and steals. So if you can stream a couple of those guys getting five games for you this week, and then you drop them next week when some of your healthy players come back, I would target these guys as replacements for those guys you're missing because of COVID. You may not be good in points and your field goal percentage may suffer, but I think you can be really strong in three-pointers and steals with some of these guys. Someone else who's starting to get more fantasy value is Gary Harris. He started the season off rough. I had him in a few teams, but I had to drop him because he just was not performing. And now he's had three strong games in a row. He got 40 minutes, and now he's got 28 minutes and 32 minutes, and both were wins. Now, keep in mind, again, he hasn't been consistent, but in the past, he's been a really good fantasy basketball player. So he may be worthy of a flyer on your team to see if he can continue producing in that way. I don't think there's any league I have here deep enough for me to pick him up. I guess we could check right here. Is there anyone I would drop for him in this league? I'll have to think on it. I'll have to seriously think on it to see if I would drop anyone here. I just picked up Kevin Huerter. I picked up Cam Johnson. So I don't know if I would drop Cam Johnson for him because Cam Johnson has been so good. I guess we'll think about that and I'll make a decision later. I won't make one right now, though. Who else can we discuss for the shooting guards that could help your team? Josh Hart stands out to me because his rebounding has been great. So if you want a guard who can get you three-pointers, sneaky amount of rebounds, low turnovers, and that's about it. Josh Hart, somebody you would want to pick up. He could give you an advantage with rebounding while being able to pick up a shooting guard, small forward eligible player. So something to keep in mind for that specific category. Bogdan Bogdanovic is someone who's being dropped because he got a serious knee injury. He has an avulsion fracture. We still don't have a timeline for when he'll return. So I would definitely move on and pick up Kevin Huerter if he's available. Cam Reddish is another decent pickup, though Huerter's the one that I would prefer. A lot of these guys they just signed are getting injured. They're very unfortunate for the Hawks. Hopefully Clint Capella can stay healthy. Since I have him on a few of my teams. Let's see. Damian Dotson had 41 minutes, had 21 points, 8 assists. And this is one that my boy Alvira called out in the Brock Lesnar Fantasy Basketball Facebook group. He called this out, that you would want to pick him up because the Cleveland Cavaliers were just very thin. They were missing Colin Sexton, and they were also missing Darius Garland. And similar to Maxey, he got the minutes and he produced with those minutes. Once those guys return, which probably isn't going to be a long-term absence for them, he's going to lose all value. But if you hear, especially for fantasy, daily fantasy, he's somebody you want to consider if Colin Sexton is out and Darius Garland continues to miss time because they're just really thin at the guard position right now with the injuries they're dealing with. Josh Jackson. People are moving on from Josh Jackson, even though he did come back from what looked to be a serious injury. Only 19 points followed by 14 points. He's been inconsistent the majority of his career, and I expect inconsistency. I'm sure you'll pick him up at some point as a streamer. But right now, there's just too many guys on the waiver wire that are doing better that I would move on. If you see Justin Holiday available and you have Josh Jackson, that's a move I would make for sure. I would probably even pick up Josh Hart over Josh Jackson at this point. Who else can we discuss? Norman Powell, he's more of a boring pickup, but he got another start. Didn't do a whole lot with the start, but he could get hot at some point. I don't know if now's the ideal time to pick him up, but just keep in mind that there's the possibility that he'll be starting games and there'll be a lineup change just because they haven't been very successful so far this season. So they may open up more minutes for him. Something to keep in mind, though I don't think he's the ideal pickup for you this week. Tim Hardaway Jr. is available in 31% of leagues. And with all the absences on the Mavericks, he should have a really good week for you. Definitely a streamer if you're in a shallower format and you need some, and you're one of those guys missing Jason Tatum or Jaylen Brown. He had 36 points on January 9th, played 40 minutes. And if he's getting usage and he's getting shots, he can turn it on in a hurry. He's very streaky, but averaging almost 4 3-pointers per game, especially after that performance. He had 8 3-pointers on January 9th. And before that, on January 4th, he also had 8 3-pointers with all those guys missing on the Dallas Mavericks, including Rondae Hollis Jefferson, Maxi Kleber, Josh Richardson. He makes for a really good streamer if he happens to be available in your league, which he's available in one of my leagues, and I'm assuming it's my 8-team league. He may even be worthy of a spot in an 8-team league, at least for this week. Anybody else we can discuss? Tyrese Haliburton, ranked at 47 and probably my best call of the preseason when I was doing my mock drafts. This is by far my best call. I think right now he's a bit of a sell high. I actually was offered Robert Covington, Drew Holiday for him, Lonzo Ball, and Kyle Anderson, and I had to take that trade just because I get Drew Holiday back, and Robert Covington's a player I value. But still, that shows how valued Tyrese Haliburton is right now. So if you have him, congratulations. I would only trade him if you're getting something really good in return. He's playing so well that I'm assuming at some point he's going to hit the rookie wall. And he did already deal with a wrist injury. So those kind of contributed to why I decided to make that trade, though I do miss him. But as you can still see here, I have him on several of my teams, so I'll still be able to enjoy his production. Just not on that dynasty team. I gave him up. There's only 4 keepers, though, and I have a lot of keepers, so don't blame me. Malik Beasley followed up a 29-point performance with a 24-point performance in a win against the San Antonio Spurs. Had 3 3-pointers. Very good production from him. Definitely a guy I would pick up if he happens to be on the waiver wire for whatever reason. I happen to have him in one league. Didn't draft him more because I was concerned about his suspension. And, you know, he was dealing with the ramifications of domestic assault. He still could be suspended at any point, but we have not heard anything. He continues to play. So I'm not sure what's going on with that. So pick him up while he's available because he's really, really crushing it. Dellen Wright is someone I picked up in one of my 12-team leagues. It's a pretty deep league, but it's a 12-team league for his ability to get steals and blocks. I told you he can help you in those categories. Now he can be very streaky. As you can see here on January 6th, he only shot 12%. He shot only 22% on January 10th, but he's getting minutes. He got 34 minutes the game before that, and that game was a lot better. So I love his ability to just on any given night get you 3 steals and blocks, though he does have some rough games to handle. So as a streamer, I would pick him up, and in this deeper format I was in, even though I had dropped him, I mentioned it last week, Rondae Hollis Jefferson, I picked him up over him, but Rondae Hollis Jefferson's now on my IR, so I picked Dellen Wright back up. Kevin Huerter, who we mentioned before, sore left ankle, is probable for Monday's game, so yeah, I would go ahead and pick him up. He's available in 67% of leagues right now. He's ranked in the top 100, getting you good amount of 3-pointers. The free throw percentage is nice. Really, really good numbers, 3.6 assists to only 1.1 turnovers. And with all the injuries they're dealing with, you could see those numbers even increase. He got 33 minutes the last 2 games. So Kevin Huerter is somebody I would definitely pick up. I'd say 12-team leagues and shallower. No, I'm sorry, 12-team leagues and deeper, 100%. Jeremy Lamb, good news on the Jeremy Lamb front. I have him in the IR in one of my leagues. Is a full participant in practices. So we got that update yesterday. So we may be seeing him play on this 5-game road trip. Now, keep in mind, he's coming off of an ACL tear, so we may not see him get up to speed for at least a month, but I'd say in a few weeks he could be a valuable player, especially with TJ Warren injured. So keep that in mind. He's only rostered in 8% of leagues, so if you're in a 14-team league or deeper, I would pick him up right now and throw him in your IR if you have not yet, because he could end up being a sneaky fantasy contributor for your team that's still widely available. I'm trying to tell you these guys, I'm telling you about them before they start jumping off the page. You want to be there before the herd. Who else had a good performance? So we saw Talen Horton-Tucker in a win against the Houston Rockets. He got 21 minutes. And if you see here, he's been actually getting over 20 minutes since January 3rd. So And he got 21 minutes, even with the injury to KCP. So got you 4 steals, 2 3-pointers, 17 points, 5 rebounds, 3 assists. Really solid production from him. Has he earned the role where he's going to continue getting those sort of minutes? Then I may give him a look in that situation. Is there any league I would want to pick him up in? I don't know yet. Maybe in my NBA wannabes league, I would consider picking him up, but I'm holding off my last pickup for the week to see if I can get Patty Mills. If I'm not able to get Patty Mills, then at that point I may pick him up. But my concern is with just the team being so deep, and he wasn't doing all that well until this year. He was killing it in preseason, but as always, I worry about his usage and his minutes and how sustainable that production is. So I'm going to give it some thought before I decide whether I'm going to pick him up or not. Any other pickups here that we can discuss? Patrick Beverly, we discussed him already. Devontae Graham. Devontae Graham is probably not available in your waiver wire, but he's a extreme buy low target right now. I did a live chat yesterday and multiple people asked me, who can I get for him? So you might be able to get him cheap right now. He's still getting over 30 minutes per game. He is killing your field goal percentage. He's not a great field goal percentage guy, but last year he was getting you a ton of threes and assists, and he's getting you a decent amount of steals. So if you want a desperation point guard and you think he's going to be better than he's been, he makes for a decent buy low target right now. Terrence Ross, after a couple of rough games, started the season off strongly. Maybe a good buy low opportunity for him. Just keep in mind how well he was doing before these last few games. So if you wanted him before and he wasn't available, or you felt people were asking too much for him in a trade, I would send a buy low offer for him now. Someone else I would send a buy low offer for right now is Seth Curry. With all the injury, with the time he's missing because he got COVID-19, and we don't know how quickly he's going to recover and be back in game shape, now may be the opportunity to buy low on Seth Curry. Just wanted to put that out there. LaMelo Ball continues to be an absolutely amazing basketball player, and I'm ashamed that he's the cover guy of my do not draft list because he shut me up real quick. He's canceling out my Tyrese Halliburton call, so you know, I have to be fair and call myself out for that. Got a triple-double, youngest player in NBA history to get a triple-double, shot almost 70% from the field. Just amazing game from him, and his team has won 3 games in a row. The guy is good. I think I let LaVar Ball's antics get to me, and I thought this kid is more of an Instagram influencer than he is a basketball player, but I was wrong. He's legitimate. He's good. He has a very bright future ahead of him, and he's a guy who went and showed out against Luka Doncic to show him what was up. So I think that shows the kind of heart he has, and he's going to probably be better than his brother if he isn't already. Joe Ingles got 24 minutes, though, with that low-end production, not someone I would bother with, to be completely honest with you. All right, so now let's move on to the small forward options for your team. We discussed a few of these. Eric Gordon is being dropped, and I've told you guys about Eric Gordon. He's a very streaky player, very similar to Austin Rivers. After having some strong performances, 3 strong games in a row, he's now had his second bad performance. I expect consistency from like that from him often. So I haven't picked him up in any of my leagues, even though he's available. He's picked up in most of these leagues. I would rather not have him. I'd say you could drop him, and some people are definitely moving on. Royce O'Neal, after being picked up tremendously over the weekend, after having 6 threes, 18 points, 8 rebounds, 6 assists, 3 steals, and a block, great stat line. Got you 0 points, 8 rebounds, 4 assists, and a steal. He's still got 33 minutes. He's still ranked at 71. So he could have some decent value, just not this type of value. He's not going to have this type of value for the majority of the season. But he has some low-end value just based on the fact that he's getting decent minutes, and he's somewhat of a glue guy. He reminds me a little bit of a Rondé Hollis Jefferson type player, where the production doesn't jump off the page to you, but just helps you in several categories in a low-end way. Cam Johnson, we definitely discussed him. I picked him up in one of my leagues. He's only rostered in 39% of leagues. So far, Yahoo has him ranked at 52. He's averaging, hitting all of his free throws. which it doesn't look like he's drawn a whole lot, but anytime he's drawn free throws, he's made all of them. Field goal percentage close to over 48%, 13 points, 3 rebounds. The steals and blocks of numbers aren't great, but he's keeping the turnovers low, and he's getting consistent playing time. So I may have said in my live chat that he was getting minutes in the teens. No, he's been getting minutes over 20 pretty consistently. So on the spot, I downplayed how many minutes he was getting. So he's getting more minutes than I realized, which is why I went ahead and I picked him up. He's helping teams out right now. He's hitting a lot of three-pointers. He's a worthy streamer, especially considering he's owned in only 39% of leagues. I'd say he's one of the top streaming options for you right now and may even have long-term value for your team being a young player. Cam Reddish has some newfound opportunity as well with the injury to Bogdan Bogdanovic and Danilo Gallinari still injured as well. He's been killing your field goal percentage this season, but he can get you threes and he can get you a lot of steals. And on occasion, he can blow up and have a nice scoring performance. So I would pick him up for those reasons. Just keep in mind, he's better for a punt field goal percentage build. If you really value your field goal percentage, he can't hurt you there. But if you are punching field goal percentage, I would value him a whole lot higher in that situation. Rudy Gay only got 18 minutes. The game before that, he got 17 minutes. And the Rudy Gay hype train may have come to a full halt. Maybe time to move on. He's already an older player. Not a whole lot of upside. If I could choose between Gary Harris and Rudy Gay, in my opinion, I would pick Gary Harris because I still think he has upside that Rudy Gay does not. Nicholas Batum, he is now owned in 50% of leagues. He is ranked at 26, so this guy is absolutely killing it this season. Got 28 minutes, had 8 points, 2 rebounds, 3 assists, 4 steals, and I would definitely want this guy, especially if I own Kawhi Leonard. He's only owned in 50% of leagues, so there's a good chance you may be able to pick him up in your league. He's not available in any of mine because my leagues tend to be competitive, but if he happens to be available in your league, pick him up because he's having a very strong season, keeping the turnovers low, getting a good amount of threes, and his percentages are really nice. And again, I think he makes a good handcuff to either Kawhi Leonard or Paul George because if either one sustains an injury, that's going to increase his usage and he can do even better. Wouldn't call him a sell high candidate because, as I'm telling you, his production is great, but he's still only owned in 50% of leagues. So you want to take advantage of that and pick him up if he happens to be on your waiver wire. PJ Washington, remember me, guys, telling you that this guy was one of my favorite targets after pick 100. He still doesn't have center eligibility, even though he's played center minutes. Don't like to see that, but look at that performance. He had 22 points, 7 rebounds, 6 blocks. Great performance from him. That's what I love about him. He can hit three-pointers, he can get steals, and he can get blocks. Even though he's a short player, he's tough, and he just has a decent all-around game. And those players that give me that sort of production, 1.5 blocks, love that for a guy you could have gotten after pick 100. If you have him on your team, congratulations. He's rostered on 71% of leagues, so he's not available in too many leagues, but wanted to give him a shout-out because he's having a great season. Anybody else we can discuss? Brandon Clark had 21 points, 8 rebounds, 5 assists, a steal, and 2 blocks. He's rostered in 76% of leagues, but I actually saw him dropped in a 12-team league I'm in, and I'm planning on picking him up. If he's available in your league, I would also pick him up. I had dropped him in this league right here, this Dynasty League, but I picked him right back up just after those performances. And until Jaren Jackson Jr. is back, he should continue to improve. And even then, I still think they can coexist and produce quality fantasy basketball production for you. Will Barton, I've had questions about Will Barton, and he just hasn't been great. He had a decent game on January 9th, but he's been trading off good games and bad games. With Gary Harris improving and Michael Porter Jr. is going to be back at some point, I would probably choose somebody other than Will Barton on your waiver wire. Any of these other guys I've discussed are probably better streaming options for you. Just the opportunity does not seem to be there. Jared Vanderbilt got 19 minutes on January 10th. He's more of a very deep league target. Outside of a very deep league, not somebody I would concern myself with. He had a double-double on January 7th, which is why he was picked up. But after two pretty mediocre games, it's time to move on unless you're in a really deep format where you think he has upside and can improve. Bojan Bogdanovic is having a very rough season so far. He's trading off good games and then having two or three bad games, he's highly disappointing me. He's not doing anywhere near the level I expected from him. I know he was dealing with a wrist injury, but it's disappointing so far how hard he's kind of choking. But I haven't dropped him in any leagues that I'm in because this guy in the past has been a really good player. And I think he just, because he wasn't playing basketball because of his wrist, I think he's playing through some rust. I think once he figures it out, his baskets are going to start falling. His free throw percentage is going to go up. His field goal percentage is going to go up. His three pointers are going to go up. And he'll continue to help your team. He's going to score more for you. So I'm holding on. I could have offered him up in the trade, and I chose to give Joe Harris instead. That's how much I believe in Bojan's ability to really score. He's a great scorer, very potent scorer. So I'm not selling low on him. And if anything, I would recommend you try to buy low on Bojan Bogdanovic right now, because chances are owners want to give up on him. I'm not one of them. I'm going to stomach a few more bad games, because you can see here when he's on, he's freaking on. Kyle Anderson has dropped off pretty significantly. He started the season off really well. I wouldn't drop him just yet, but I did trade him away, like I told you earlier. He's a guy, when getting minutes, is a multi-category producer. But with Jaren Jackson Jr. coming back soon, we may see him lose some playing time. Though that, we don't know when that's going to be. So he's not producing as well as he was. I would still probably hold on to him in the short term, but I would also start trying to see if you could package him in some trades before Jaren Jackson Jr. comes back and before Ja Morant is back, before he loses more value than he's already lost. Lugens Dort's a guy I get a lot of questions about. People don't know if to ride with him or to drop him. He had a pretty decent game, got 25 minutes in a win against Brooklyn, had 2 3-pointers, 13 points, 3 rebounds, and a steal. I would hold on to him, similar to Diallo, with that team being so young and Oklahoma City being focused on developing them. That opens up opportunity for him to produce, and that's all it really needs. After apologizing for Darius Bazley, he had a couple of rough performances, and I was worried he would be inconsistent, and this is the sort of inconsistency I was worried about, where he would have really strong shooting games, and then he'd have really bad shooting games. Bojan Bogdanovic, same deal with him, but Bojan Bogdanovic has been proven over large sample sizes. Darius Bazley has not. So with his inconsistency, that's why I told you guys I didn't value him as highly before the preseason. He's done better than I expected, not going to lie. He's still getting blocks for you. That's really nice. But I just don't like those guys that kill your field goal percentage to that degree if they're not going to be consistent in other areas. Robert Covington is one of those other players that's been playing like that. But again, I have very large sample sizes where he's been the sort of fantasy basketball contributor that I love to have on my team. I don't have that sample size for Darius Bazley. CeeDee Osmond is another guy that hurts your field goal percentage a whole lot and gets a lot of turnovers. And to me, that makes him not worthy of owning. If you have him in a really deep format, I guess, but I just really don't like guys to hurt my field goal percentage to that degree. Otto Porter Jr. ruled out with back spasms. He's available in 35% of leagues. I think he's worthy of a pickup because he's been having a pretty strong season so far. So if somebody drops him in your league, or you may send a buy low offer. I saw him get traded for Jordan Clarkson in my overstated league. I prefer Jordan Clarkson, but just showing the sort of value Otto Porter Jr. has right now based on what I've seen. DeAndre Hunter, no way this guy's available in your league. I mean, he's available in 26% of leagues, but I'm assuming at that point those are more novice leagues. Most of the higher-end leagues are going to have him already. He was very available a few weeks ago, and I've been telling you for a few weeks to pick him up, so I hope you were one of those people that did get the opportunity to do just that. Jay Crowder has 4 games this week, had 2 3-pointers, 10 points, 8 rebounds, 4 assists. Though the field goal percentage has been pretty low, he's getting you 3-pointers, not getting you a lot of steals. And like I told you, if a guy's going to hurt my field goal percentage, I want him to get me steals. The 0.7 turnovers is pretty nice, but he's not one of my favorite targets. He does play 4 games this week, though, so something to keep in mind. Patrick Williams, he is a guy that I highly value. Picked him up in a 12-team league, even though he had a couple of rough games, but he's really showing his 3-and-D potential. Look at here. He had 3 3-pointers, 2 steals. He got 36 minutes. The game before that, he got 34 minutes. And I really think he's one of my favorite sleepers right now. He shouldn't have been dropped in that 12-team league. And this shows why. So he's only rostered in 14% of leagues. So I would pick up Patrick Williams and see if he can continue this production. Yahoo has him ranked in top 95 for a guy that's only owned in 14% of leagues. And he has so much going for him. He's still a rookie. So that means what we're seeing right now, this is ground floor stuff. We don't know his upside. This actually shows how high his upside could be to help you in the long term. And look at that production there. And then look at the hype that Darius Baisley has. But then Patrick Williams is ranked in the top 95 and no one's talking about him or owning him. So this is what I mean why I felt Darius Baisley was overhyped. Because look at Patrick Williams, only owned in 14% of the league. So I'd say he's almost similar to what I told you about Justin Holiday last week. Pick up Patrick Williams, okay? If he has a couple of bad games, then you drop him, no big deal. But the upside is too tremendous for you not to give him a shot. Though do keep in mind, he only plays 3 games this week. So if you're picking him up, don't do it for just this week. Do it because you believe in him long term. Anybody else that I want to identify as a, yep, right here, Lonnie Walker had a 25-point game. Keep in mind, he had been struggling before that. And DeMar DeRozan did not play. So once DeMar DeRozan comes back, he may not have that opportunity to produce in that way. But still, I think he makes for a decent streaming option. Especially after a game like that. Did Kyle Kuzma do anything? Kyle Kuzma had 13 points, 2 rebounds. And Kyle Kuzma is not one of my favorite fantasy basketball players. I picked him up in a 12-team league and ended up dropping him again. I just value guys that get me steals and blocks, and he gets 0.2 steals. So that's anemic. I really don't care that much about the threes if you're not going to get me steals and blocks. And 0.8 blocks, I guess, isn't the worst, but not good enough to justify me owning him on my team. Dylan Brooks has 4 games this week. He had a 24-point game. Dylan Brooks, he's been hurting your field goal percentage. He's taken a whole lot of shots. And the 2.7 turnovers to 3 assists isn't great. But he's averaging 1.7 steals, 2.3 threes, 17 points. That's pretty useful production if you can stomach the poor field goal percentage. And like I told you, if you're going to hurt my field goal percentage, you better get me a lot of steals. And he's doing just that. So I would consider picking him up in your team if he happens to be available. He's not available in a lot of them. I value him at least for the next few weeks until we get John Morant back and Jaren Jackson Jr. back in the fold. Miles Bridges, unfortunately, had a really rough game. He's had a few rough games over his last 5 games. He had that January 8th game where he had 20 points to kind of tempt us to not drop him. But at this point, if there's somebody on the waiver wire you really value and you don't have a better drop than Miles Bridges, then Miles Bridges may be that drop. But keep in mind, I still think he could be more consistent at some point. And even with the rough games, he's still ranked in the top 90, averaging 1.5 threes, all of his free throws, and getting you over a block per game. So not terrible production from him, but again, there may be some inconsistency, and if you need to move on for a better option, then I wouldn't hold that against you. Who else can we discuss? Keldon Johnson, after a blazing hot start, Keldon Johnson seems to be falling back to earth significantly. So I'd say this is your buy low opportunity on Keldon Johnson. He was a newer name, so he wasn't drafted that heavily, so whoever owns him probably doesn't have too strong of an attachment if he's going to have 3-point performances, and he had a rough performance on January 7th. So if you liked Keldon Johnson and he wasn't available, now may be the buy low opportunity for you. And I will be making a separate buy low, sell high video later this week, so be on the lookout for that. TJ Warren could be a sneaky pickup for you if you have an available IR spot where you can throw him in there, just to see if he's able to come back strong. He's still rostered in 76% of leagues, so people do expect him to come back this season. He did get surgery on a stress fracture, and we don't know how much of the season he's going to miss. But again, if you have an IR, he may be worthy of picking up and throwing him in it to see what he's able to do for you. Sadiq Bey had 27 minutes his last game, had 12 points, 3 rebounds, and not somebody I'm valuing a whole lot right now outside of a very deep format. So keep that in mind. Kelly Oubre Jr., what did Kelly Oubre Jr. do? He continues to hurt your field goal percentage. He's just been a massive disappointment so far this season. He had a couple of decent games earlier in the year, but the field goal percentage is awful. The steals and blocks numbers, that I do like 1.3 steals and 0.9 blocks, and I think he can improve on that. 1.9 turnovers to 0.8 assists, that I don't like, and he's barely hitting any three-pointers. So he has not been the player he was with the Suns. At this point, I'm feeling like I wasted a pick on him. I didn't draft him a whole lot, but then I felt, maybe I'm sleeping on this guy. He's going to be good, and so far, that has not been the case. Now may be a very buy-low opportunity. Chances are he's going to be better than he has been. I want to believe he's going to be better than he has been. So I haven't gotten rid of him in the leagues in which I have him. I just have concerns, though, that, man, he's just been really bad. And we need to see him improve to really justify having him on our teams. That's just a fact. For power forwards, I made a whole video telling you to grab this guy, but Mo Wagner, he's owned in 19% of leagues. He was owned in only 1% of leagues, 18% in the last day. I hope I contributed to that with my video and alerting you guys. He got 20 minutes, had 2 threes, 13 points, 7 rebounds, an assist and a steal. And this is why I picked this guy up. He did that in 20 minutes. What if he gets 25 minutes consistently now that Thomas Bryant is injured? That allure was too much for me to pass up on. He's still available in some of my leagues. Let's see here. I have him available here, and I have him available in Bringing Down the House, which is a 10-team league. I picked him up in my Wakanda Panthers league this morning, and I picked him up in Overstated Fantasy Hoops the moment I heard Thomas Bryant went down with a leg injury. Picked him up. That's a very deep 16-team league where I was thin on big men, and I'm playing the owner of Thomas Bryant this week, so I'm hoping him missing Thomas Bryant and me being able to pick up his replacement is going to win me the week. Is there anyone I would pick up or drop for him in this league here? I guess let me look at the options. We could look at it together. Same deal here. Who's the drop? Do I drop Cameron Johnson for him? My center depth is pretty good right now. I could drop Whiteside, I guess, but I still want to hold out before I drop Whiteside. I just think Marvin Bagley is going to lose those minutes, so I don't want to drop him just yet, even though it probably wouldn't be the worst idea. My center depth is pretty good right now. I don't think I need to add another center, but I'd say he's a pickup even in 12-team leagues. So if he's still available in your league, he's still available in 81% of leagues, go ahead and pick him up. He's going to produce for you. Dynamic player, high field goal percentage, can get you threes. And if he's getting the playing time, he's going to help your team. Hassan Whiteside, who we just discussed, got 24 minutes in a game against his former team. Had 11 points, 8 rebounds, a steal, and a block. And we may be seeing him getting more consistent minutes. So maybe time to consider picking him up to see if he can continue producing. He just got dropped in my 16-team league. I probably won't get to pick him up, but he makes a pretty decent flyer in such a deep league to produce. I told the guy that dropped him that he probably will end up regretting dropping him, especially in that deep of a format, but I suppose only time will tell. Any other power forwards we haven't discussed? Let's see what's happening with Kelly Olynyk. Kelly Olynyk is being listed as questionable for Sunday's game. And Kelly Olynyk, to me, is just a very inconsistent player. That's why I don't draft him a whole lot. I just have years of being fooled where he looks like he's going to get it going and look like a mini Dirk Nowitzki. And then next thing you know, he's back on the waiver wire. And it looks like that's the case so far. If you wanted him last week and you still want him now, this is your opportunity to get him. He's probably going to be dropped or probably available for trade. I don't value him that highly, though, personally speaking. Ken Burch has been doing really well. He's getting over 20 minutes per game. He's getting over 23 minutes per game pretty consistently over the last week and getting you really good percentages. His blocks per game are surprisingly low. Ken Burch is a better shot blocker than that, so he's ranked at 80 and isn't even getting you blocks right now. If he started getting you blocks, we could see that rank increase significantly. What leagues is he available in? So he's not available in Overstated. Is he available in any of my deep leagues? No. Gray Phoenix has him, and Gray Phoenix is a diamond tier guy. So Gray Phoenix knows what he's doing, and that's why he's on his team. So Ken Burch is a sneaky pickup right now only owned in 8% of leagues. If you want to pick him up, see if he can keep that production going. Low-end production, of course, and not really a points league guy for you. He's more of a categories league player. Cam Reddish, I don't know if I mentioned this before, also a better option for you in a points league format because he can score when given the opportunity and the percentages don't hurt you as much. Bobby Portis had 17 points, 11 rebounds, 3 assists, 4 steals. The only bad part there was the 5 turnovers. You know, in a win against the Bucks, and he's just been getting consistent playing time. Even though he had a rough game January 8th, I held on, did not drop him. I dropped Al Horford for him at my Barack Lesnar Hoop Subscriber League, and he repaid me the favor by having a great game against Cleveland. So if he's available on your waiver wire, which he should be available in 45% of leagues, I put the message out there last week to pick him up. If you didn't listen, this might be your final chance to pick him up because he's getting significant playing time on a really good Bucks team. And I like the ways in which he's contributing, helping your field goal, your free throw percentage, getting you close to a 3 per game. Not a shot blocker by any means, but still putting up some decent production for a guy that was available on most waiver wires just a week or two ago. Chris Boucher had 6 blocks, 2 3-pointers. And when I told you guys that he's putting up some Miles Turner-like production, did you think I was joking? This is some Miles Turner production right here. This is like actually with better field goal percentage. So he's rostered in 72% of leagues. So it may be too late for you to pick him up off the waiver wire, but I would wait for him to have maybe a rougher performance or him to get low minutes like he did on January 6th and then immediately go and send a buy low offer for him. I think he has huge upside, and on a team like the Raptors that's struggling so much, at some point they may put a priority on developing their players, and you may see him getting significantly more minutes. Rui Hachimura, somebody else who may benefit from Thomas Bryant missing time, though I'd say Rui is a better option for you in a points league format than in a categories league format. So that's something to keep in mind. DeMarcus Cousins is being dropped. He's having an awful season, killing both of your percentages. And even though he looked pretty good in preseason, he's just had a very rough season so far. I would move on from him outside of some very deep formats, but in 12-team leagues, there's just better options for you available right now. Jermichael Green got 23 minutes, had 2 3-pointers, 10 points, 8 rebounds, and I think he's a low-end big man pickup for you. He's only rostered in 17% of leagues. Once Michael Porter Jr. comes back, he may lose significant value, and he still has to compete with Paul Millsap for minutes, so that's something to keep in mind. But if you're in a deeper format where you need a big man, Jermichael Green isn't the worst streamer for you. Mason Plumlee is ranked 37, rostered only in 61% of leagues. Now may be the time to give Mason Plumlee a pickup. I dropped him in this 8-team league, but I considered him good enough to have in an 8-team league in the first place. So something to keep in mind there. Anybody else we want to discuss? Thaddeus Young. Thaddeus Young had 14 points, 5 rebounds, 2 assists, and he's been doing a whole lot better, and he's been getting some playing time. Now, keep in mind, the Bulls should be getting Lauren Markkanen back and some of the other guys that have been missing time because of the COVID protocols. So maybe it's more short-term value than long-term value, but as long as he's getting minutes, I would pick him up to see how he's doing. Robert Covington, people are continuing to give up on him, and I don't blame them. But I still think he's going to be better than he has been. I haven't dropped him, and I wouldn't drop him. And if somebody wanted to trade for him, they would have to give me value because he's just been too proven of a commodity for too long for me to give up on him just yet. And there's no injury concerns with him right now, so I would hold on tight. Anybody else that's worthy of a pickup? I'd say those are the top power forward options. And moving on to the center options, most of them I'm sure we're covering in our power forward section, but Enes Kanter, where did I pick him up? I think I picked him up in my Barack Lesnar Hoops League when Thomas Bryant went down. I picked him up there, and he's ranked at 84, helping my percentages, and he continues to get 15 to 20 minutes, and in those 20 minutes, he can do a whole lot. He doesn't need a whole lot to help your team, and I picked him up. I told you I dropped Al Horford there, but I feel a lot better. And I lost Thomas Bryant. I probably wouldn't have dropped Al Horford had I known I lost Thomas Bryant. or would lose Thomas Bryant, but Enes Kanter to me felt like a good replacement for Thomas Bryant. The minutes are there, not there, but he could still help me with my rebounding. He could still help me with my percentages, which were things that I got from Thomas Bryant. He's not going to help me with my blocks in the same way. He's not going to help me with my threes in the same way. But still a very quality pickup, I would say, if you need a center or you dropped or you're missing Thomas Bryant now, or you just need a guy that can help your percentages and get you some rebounding, and Bobby Portis isn't available. Only rostered in 46% of leagues. Give Enes Kanter a look for sure. Robin Lopez is an option in a deeper format if you need a quality, well, I don't want to say quality, but quality relative to the guys on your waiver wire. He may get some 20, 21 minutes per game, and I think he's a guy that can get you 8 or 9 points per game, 4 or 5 rebounds per game, and on occasion he'll get you a block, and he'll have really high field goal percentage. So, and he's not awful at free throw percentage. In a very deep format, he's worthy of consideration for those reasons. He was picked up in overstated fantasy hoops, and they had to pick him up because I immediately picked up Mo Wagner. So Mo Wagner's the player I value more, but if you're not able to get Mo Wagner, you may want to look in those deeper formats and give a shot to give him a shot. Tony Bradley got 24 minutes, had 11 points, 15 rebounds. Somebody to keep in mind with all the games the 76ers are playing this week in a really deep format. He may be somebody you want to pick up and stream this week. Only rostered in 3% of leagues. 76ers have so many players missing time this week, and they're playing like we showed you here. 5 games this week. He's worthy of consideration for that reason alone. Next week, you drop him and pick somebody else up as a streamer. Dwight Howard is somebody else who has some short-term appeal. He was picked up only 1% in the last day, but he got 24 minutes last game, had a double-double. And with several players missing time on the 76ers, I think you could do a whole lot worse than Dwight Howard, especially in a deeper format. Again, only rostered in 13% of leagues. And he hit 100% of his free throws the last 2 games, even though he's only at 55%. The 70% field goal is pretty nice, though. So as a streamer for the next week, I think he's worthy of consideration. Somebody else worthy of consideration for similar reasons is Daniel Theis. He is going to have significant opportunity. Most of their big men are out right now. Most of their stars are out right now because of COVID protocol. So if he's available in your league, he's available in 51% of them. I think this is the time to pick him up and see if he can produce for you this week. And if you're sick of him at the end of the week, you move on and turn it into a streaming spot. Al Horford, who I told you I dropped, had 2 strong performances in a row. Of course, the moment I drop him, the last game he had 3 three-pointers, 22 points, 6 rebounds, 3 assists, a steal, and a block. And I guess ultimately my debate with my friend about Thomas Bryant and Al Horford, I guess he wins because Thomas Bryant is out for the season and Al Horford is still healthy. So I'm going to give him a W just out of default. Anybody else here that we can discuss? Mark Gasol has had some sneaky deep league value. I picked him up. I'm upset I didn't pick him up in my Brock Lesnar Hoop subscriber league. He was there, and he's been pretty putting up some sneaky value in limited minutes. He did get 25 minutes this last game, shot almost above 48%, really high free throw percentage, and he's getting you 1.4 blocks. That's really low-end production, but when you're in a deeper format, that can be pretty good as far as helping your team. When you look, 4.5 points per game is just boring on the surface, but 1.4 blocks, getting you 2 assists, the percentages are nice. It's hard to be upset at that level of production when most people on the waiver wire in a 16-team league or deeper aren't going to be helping you much. I picked them up in a very deep 12-team league, so that waiver wire is so bare that I ended up picking Mark Gasol up, and I'm having a hard time dropping him. So he's a decent streamer and a decent low-end big man for you if you're just in desperate need for some center depth. James Wiseman, after starting the season off really strong, has been struggling, and he has not been getting significant playing time. We saw him start the season getting more playing time than he's getting now. Steve Kerr did say that we're going to bring him along slowly. So now is a perfect buy low opportunity if you missed out on him during the draft and a week or two ago you said, oh, I really want James Wiseman. Now's your opportunity to try to get him. Something that sticks out to me is he's averaging 1.5 blocks per game. That's really good. So people may have a sour taste in their mouth from a couple of rough games from him. So now is the time to send a buy low offer for James Wiseman for that reason. Marvin Bagley, in my opinion, more of a points league guy. And I think he's in significant danger of losing his minutes to Hassan Whiteside. He has just not been very good at all in real life or in fantasy basketball. I'm not a huge fan of his. In a points league format, I think he has a little more value for him, but I think there's better options available to you in most league formats if he continues playing the way he's been playing. Ivica Zubac, let's see what Ivica Zubac's up to. Ivica Zubac, similar to Mark Gasol, he's going to be able to help your percentages, get you very low-end production, get you a couple of blocks. He's keeping the turnovers low. But similar situation to Mark Gasol, I would pick them up almost in identical situations. You need a fourth big to round off your big man stats. Outside of that, don't value him too highly, especially not in a 12-team league. Marcus Morris Sr. came back recently from injury. And something to keep in mind is he may affect Serge Ibaka's playing time and minutes. So I probably wouldn't pick him up. I think there's too many mouths to feed on the Clippers, and I think he's not going to be one of the players that produces a whole lot for you. But in a very deep format, he may be worthy of consideration. Dario Saric, after having three games in a row scoring in the teens, getting new three-pointers, he had a really rough game January 9th. He missed, just didn't do well, and so he's being dropped. Keep in mind, though, he scored in the teens three games in a row, and he's probably available in the majority of your league. So in a really deep format, he's somebody that's probably worthy of some consideration and not giving up on him completely. In a 12-team league or shallower, absolutely not. You can definitely do better. JaVale McGee, he continues to have, he started off the season pretty well, but now lately he hasn't been doing too hot. You can probably move on from him outside of a really deep format. He's not getting the minutes. His minutes are consistently around 15 to 17 per game. That's about all he can handle at this point in his career. So outside of a deep format, JaVale McGee is not someone I would concern myself with. And the last guy I'm going to discuss who could be a sneaky pickup for you for the remainder of the week is James Johnson. Maxi Kleber's missing time. Rondae Hollis-Jefferson is missing time. That could open up some playing time for James Johnson. Josh Richardson's missing time. Now, keep in mind, Kristaps Porzingis may be back today. But for this following week, I think James Johnson is a pretty decent streaming option, especially if you lost Maxi Kleber. He did well with the Timberwolves last year when getting the playing time, and he's going to have playing time this week. You could see it from his performance on January 9th. He had 12 points, 5 rebounds, 3 assists, 2 steals, and a block. Shot 66%. That's really good production from him. So that's my last recommendation. If you need a center to stream, that's going to be James Johnson. He's available in 98% of leagues, so he should be available in most league formats for you. Let's see what leagues he's available to me. Not available in overstated fantasy hoops. Not surprising, these guys are on the ball, but he's available in Brock Lesnar Hoops Cash. Is there anybody I would want to drop in Brock Lesnar Hoops Cash? Well, it says Maxi Kleber is in an IR position, but he's game time decision, even though he's going to miss anywhere from 10 to 14 days, and this is from yesterday. So I think Yahoo's screwing up. I don't know why he's a game time decision, but it's affecting my ability to make a move. Because I don't know who else I would want to drop for him. I could probably move on from quickly. And I may have to do that. I may have to move on from quickly so I could activate Maxi Kleber. And then I could drop Kevin Porter Jr. But it is frustrating. Actually, I think I can do this. Let's see. Sometimes I love the IR because it can be so useful. So I can put Kevin Porter Jr. in the IR. I can activate Maxi Kleber. Right? I have him activated. So now I shouldn't have that issue anymore. And then I can drop someone to pick up James Johnson for this week. Somebody I'm strongly going to consider picking up, though, in this deep of a format is Robert Williams. Only owned in 23% of leagues. he was doing really well with the shot blocking, especially in a deeper format. If people dropped him because they couldn't handle him missing time this week, now maybe your opportunity to pick him up and throw him in your IR. Definitely wanted to make that call out. So he's not available till the 13th. So I'm going to focus on James Johnson. See where he is. He's right here. I'm going to pick him up. And my drop is going to be Emmanuel Quickly for right now. I'm going to add James Johnson, bring him up to my team. And there you go. Now I have James Johnson. Did it in front of you. Makes me upset that I had to drop anyone at all. Maxi Kleber should still be IR eligible. I don't know why they took that away. But all right, guys, this has been a very long waiver wire trends video. I think I covered the gamut. I covered a whole lot. And I gave you players that can help you in leagues of all formats and leagues of all sizes. If you like that breakdown, do me a favor. Subscribe to Brock Lesnar Hoops. We are so close to 2,000 subscribers. Let me check right now so we can see how many subscribers we're at. Because we're so close, I can practically taste it. Let's see. We're at 1,988 subscribers. So 12 more subscribers and I have 2,000 subscribers. And the 2,000 subscriber, they're going to join Brock Lesnar Hoops Fantasy Basketball. They're going to send me a message and let me know, hey, I'm your 2,000 subscriber, or I will reach out to them and say, hey, you're my 2,000 subscriber. What jersey do you want? And then within the next 30 to 60 days, I will get that jersey and I will mail it over to them out of appreciation for all of you. The growth of this channel has been tremendous. The fact that you sit here and watch these videos on a daily basis means a whole lot to me. If you could please like, share this video. And you're about to see right now some decent options for you. There's going to be the most recent upload. You want to check that out. And the best suited for you according to the Google algorithm. And you know the Google algorithm knows everything about you. It knows you better than you know yourself. So that's the video it thinks you should watch. So why not watch it? All right, guys. Until next time, this is Brock Lesnar of Brock Lesnar Hoops. Adios.